You
want to do an intro?
Yeah, I'll have to take down.
You know you want to do an intro.
Welcome.
Nickel, shut the fuck up.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You listen here.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm having conversations.
God, you're so ugly.
You have a conversation.
Shave your fucking face.
Fucking mom and sister,
he has to during the fight again.
I hope you do. Anyway, but back
really,
to...
It's going
to
be really...
One fuck. Year anniversary almost.
Yeah, MMD. We're still here. One fucking year later.
Almost a year. It'll be a year next week.
Well, me and Scott did some stuff.
The last one I...
Yeah, Joe Corey hated us for a while, and he was like, fuck those guys.
I still fucking hate all of y'all, but it's just... It's dying off little by little, but, you know, it's just me.
Yeah. You got Scott here. Like fucking...
They're called friends.
Justin, who...
Goose, motherfucking McKenzie.
Yeah, Goose over here. And then Justin, who won't shut the fuck up.
Hey.
God, man.
Hey. Fuck you, Scott.
Shave your fucking beard.
Shave your fucking face, dude.
Call that a beard.
It's not.
I made Sam laugh like a motherfucker in there. I told him to look like a lollipop.
It dropped on the carpet. Yeah, I heard it. I laughed. That's exactly what it looked like. That's exactly.
Nope.
Yes. Justin. And like when he cuts his hair, he looks good.
No, he don't.
No, when he cuts the hair and shaves and just has the mustache.
God damn, do you imagine?
Looks good.
You ever had your head completely buzzed?
Well, Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he actually kept up with it for a while.
Vacuum hose attached to it, just sucking hair up as they cut it off. Like, Scott did it.
God damn, dude. Hey,
I thought you were shaving yours. Did you change your mind?
What?
I thought you were shaving yours.
No, fuck that. Not during winter.
You said the other day I'm shaving.
Yo, keep this fucking thing growing, then shave it in April, and you'll look like a white fucking supremacist getting ready to box, dude. You look like Derek Vineyard from goddamn American History X.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
You came to the wrong fucking house tonight. Put your lips on the curb.
Put your fucking teeth on the curb. And you hear the
chest.
Fucking teeth like...
Ain't you got a big ass chest head on one side or some shit?
Yeah, he's
this is the Irish Derek fucking Vineyard.
Yeah.
It's fucking Derek O'Malley.
We just do a little Photoshop. We just put a little green screen over there. And
you remember the Photoshop we were doing when we were doing fucking movies? Like we did Boys in the Hood.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one we had done. Fucking the cover of American History X, and it's just Scott.
Yeah.
Just with him, just hands on that fucking cross, the swastika.
Good stuff.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus. Yep. But,
yeah.
So that's how the beginning of this starts.
Shit. We're sitting there, and we're doing all... Put the fucking camera
next?
Up.
What? Scott's best friend.
What you got there,
is,
buddy?
Got
some candy. Candy.
Look, like, oh, he's like,
what kind of?
And look, he's like, I'm not
kind
sure.
Of candy is that?
Chew it up, Scott.
Bullshit. Oh God.
He did. Look at his face. He did.
Oh my God. Dude, I
can do it too.
Would you just chill my fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, no.
That was a full one.
Oh, yeah.
That was the big fat boy.
No, that sounded like one of them zombie screams.
Oh,
like
yeah. Like you have dirt still in there and you're trying to get air.
Dude, I did the same thing. I was on my blood pressure pills now. All right? Because I'm fat as fuck. Is it cool?
Yeah.
Oh, I moved it over there. It's like it still feels warm underneath. But
you know what we need to do is that's still going. Relight that bitch and get some.
Oh no, I wetted it. Oh, that would have been a fucking good idea.
Homeless
up. We're gonna be out here for like
0-0
an hour.
Two. You guys can be out there.
Did you? Fuck.
No. Like a homeless fucking vet. Is that what your fucking one of your techniques is?
It's called fucking survival tactics, bitch.
It's called your ugly fucking face.
It's called John's going first because he can't outrun anybody.
Oh shit.
Because I got a new can.
Oh, shit.
What are you going to keep a fucking open
flame? No, I got a little burner like you could with.
Oh,
no. Stir on there.
Oh.
I just brought it out here today. Or yesterday.
Well, shit.
Richie's on one right now. He's on a mission.
Yeah, I guess.
But, what the fuck was I going to say?
MMD brought to you by John's Lard Removal.
That's what he's been doing this whole time. Just yabbering.
No, dude, I'm on blood pressure pills now.
Yeah.
My blood pressure's so fucking high right now, it's damn near stroke level. I'm cooled off now. I'm more fucking... Yeah. Oh, shit.
Not as mad?
I don't know. I haven't ever been as mad. What the fuck is that? Oh, it's a box. All right. And I was like, what?
So you can cook.
All right.
While you're camping.
So, dope.
Okay.
It's like, man, I wish I had these while living behind fucking QT Justice. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, in all reality, I've never been homeless. In a real
you lying ass homeless. Motherfucker. I've been homeless. You stayed in my fucking
house. But that's not being homeless, because I still have a place to stay.
Where the fuck else you were going to stay? Behind the Goodwill?
But that's what I'm saying. That sucks. I didn't have to stay on the street, is what I'm saying.
I'm homeless.
No. Oh, it's fuel. It's
fuel.
Yeah.
Oh, give me kerosene. Oh, bro. Give me
just like a fucking lantern, dude.
So what,
damn it. I guess I'm not
the some of them old school gas stations around here should still have kerosene.
No, I just go.
There was one around here that had a pump. Somebody was actually, they had a pump that was still like
pumping kerosene out. My uncle goes, it's right on Pontoon Road.
Yeah. I was like, huh, that's something.
That sucks. I forgot.
No, that's not bad. I thought they would have had fucking. I've seen the ones where they had propane underneath them, but I wouldn't even thought it'd be a fucking fuel one.
Me too. I fucking forgot. That's alright though. Now I know. I'm gonna get some in there now.
But no, yeah, I'm fucking. I took a pill the other day.
A pill?
A pill. Because I wake up and I gotta take them up in the morning. Yeah. I didn't have no fucking water, so like I'm getting dressed and I got this pill between my fucking lips. So I go downstairs and go down and get something to drink.
It fucking all wetted out, didn't it?
It fucking took my whole lip.
Throw it under the tongue.
Oh,
that's the best place to put it because it's the driest.
Oh.
Throw it under there. I had it. If you got to get down, just throw it on there and lay your tongue down. That way, also, if it melts, it's not going to get on your taste buds.
But no, I sat there. True. I pulled it out. And I threw it down there, and I just licked my fucking lips. And it was the nastiest tasting fucking shit.
Tasted like ass.
Yeah, probably that shit. Cause it took me a while to get used to fucking like good and shit. Like it took me a second to kind of get used to that taste. Yeah. But for some other people, it's probably like, oh man, it has a weird. Cause they put a coating
it
on
it. It tastes like shit.
For kids,
period. No, I give a fuck. It tastes like shit.
Drugs taste bad.
Right. Feel good. But here's the thing, though. No. Cause at a certain point, you get used to a taste. If you do it enough.
No.
Now I don't know about some of that worse shit. There could be something out there that's just.
My brother been chewing that shit for years, and he says the taste has not fucking changed. It tastes like ass.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't bother me as much now. What do you think, Scott?
I've been this shit with ibuprofen and shit, and then let it get that film.
Did you get enough drink with? You just like fucking.
Yeah.
I just go as fast as I can. I just try to keep it on
the first time you ever did.
Using my tongue all the way through.
All the way through. So now, are you more used to it now with the being up the rail and the taste of everything? It doesn't taste as bad.
I'm more used to it, but
the
taste is exactly the same as it was.
Right, but now that you're more used to it, it's not as
did
big
you not
an
see
issue.
His face when he just chewed that motherfucker up?
Right.
Someone farted down his fucking
throat. Wait, but he's also, he did it wrong, though. He's doing,
he did it right. He stuck his ass.
No, his easiest way would have been like, hey, while I'm in there doing fucking using the bathroom, I'm going to do a half of this rail.
Oh, he did do that. Why do you think he was up in the fucking shitter for so long?
No,
because he ate a bowl.
That was literally him dropping a fucking 5-pound shit.
5-pound dookie.
You didn't hear...
When he
was in that living room, I heard real loud from the top. I was like,
full 10? Yeah, so he had a full 10. That's always going to make you fucking feel bad. Man. If you do like a half and half, it's not as bad. But that full 10's like,
like you're a fucking specialist.
Shut up,
Justin.
Been doing like long enough, you son of a bitch.
Don't be a specialist. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking beard you got growing says you're a fucking specialist and taking fucking shit like that, you fucking scumbag.
Wow.
Scumbag, dude. That's what you look like. Fuck. Damn it. Stop
Christ.
This is a beard, Justin.
Yes.
That's a weird looking beard, but that's a beard I can get behind because it's like mutton chopped.
No, it was. I shaved all this off.
Yeah.
All this starting to grow back because I'm growing my beard back.
That's why I can't do it. I can't do a neck beard. I ain't trying to look like Jonah Hill's fat fucking ass, dude.
Jonah Hill.
You ever seen Jonah Hill with a fat neck beard?
That's because he doesn't let it grow long enough.
Yeah.
See? You gotta let it grow and then it
hides.
This then it
hides comes
that.
Out further than your chin does.
I'm lucky I still got the chin.
Yeah.
So
this is the fucking shit that fucked me up. It's like you look like one of those old school presidents that got shot back in the day.
Fuck.
You'd be able to
see my brother's he's been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
So he just freshly cut this yesterday. It's like all like. Trimmed out perfect, just all baby butt smooth, you know, but his shit's got
looks
so
like,
long
he
now.
Looks like Wolverine.
He really looks like one of them, dude.
Ruther B. Hayes here.
But he did the Wolverine cut.
Oh, alright, yeah.
So I was like, fuck, I'm gonna do it too, but I'm the fat Wolverine.
And when Wolverine...
Well, fuck, dude,
Wolverine,
I was here last week.
We got a lot of curves. We got
I was here last week, and you were fucking with them Wolverine clothes, so it all makes fucking sense.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah, you did. Yeah, there's a, here's a set right here. Look.
Here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's,
that's probably the same ones.
These ones...
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, these are the ones?
Yeah.
They're out here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, my brother has, like, the fucking...
The actual
Blade
ones.
Ones.
The,
yeah.
No, this is the ones fucking Justin was fucking with, and someone was talking about their asshole itching. Right here, this will get up in there and fucking itch it for you.
Yeah, that's the 90s Wolverine, man.
Fuck.
Fucking from the 90s cartoon.
But just, God damn it. Yeah. So, it's been a year. The fuck you been doing, Scott?
Scott quit drinking.
Coronavirus!
You quit drinking. You might drink, what, once every 2 weeks? You quit drinking.
That's about as much as I fucking drink. I drink every Sunday, once every Sunday. Maybe twice, once every other Sunday. Payday.
Yeah.
You know?
Doing better.
What do you drink?
Not...
Going to fucking... Like, no, not as hard shit as much.
God, I don't want to beat your ass.
Yeah,
Justin.
We're one person at a time, you fucking scumbag!
All you do is interrupt! I was literally talking to him, and he's like, oh, here's my life story, guys. And I'm like,
that's what we're talking about. He asked.
I'm going to give you, I'm going to give Scott the heater.
Yeah, but it's still commentary based off of this.
All right?
So you got to give a little bit of time for commentary, you motherfucker.
Justin sucks harder now, a year later.
you listen here. Scott likes men.
No.
All around
him. Oh, God. In and around him. You always say that.
Jesus fucking Christ. But no, yeah, go on. Justin, shut the fuck up for 10 seconds.
You want me to talk?
Maybe.
Fucking you.
I hope he shanks you one time in the shower. Like, you're taking a shower. Yeah, just... You'll probably be taking a shower here.
I'll be there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're going to have to black this out now.
Oh, yeah, there it goes.
No, it's going to get demonetized.
That'd be all right.
You'd be surprised how fast they look through shit like that. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, here's this song that went off. Bloop.
Who's that?
Hello?
It's probably Asher.
Hello, mother.
Oh, shit. Dead quiet.
Angie left.
Oh, shit.
I don't care. Yeah, maybe you guys don't mind me talking to my mother on the phone.
Yeah, cool.
It's whatever, I guess.
We can
pause. Yeah, is it go. Stop?
Gotta jump somewhere?
There we go. We're back.
Really?
Wow.
She doesn't like shit. My Aunt Debbie is. The one she lives with. You should see him go out. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, she's a Trump supporter? Oh, and then
my Aunt Debbie's a very, very big, big Trump supporter.
So how do they decorate the house? Like the yard? What is this? It's like side's for
she,
Trump?
She won't broadcast.
Trying to blow that in your face. You're cool with it.
No,
if you want to talk fucking... Dude, I've been living with fucking Trump haters. Granny and Bubba, dude. Oh,
really? Oh, yeah,
my
I remember
God,
that.
Bro.
We talked about that when we went over there for like to pick up that other food and shit before.
Well, no, it's. I'm not on either fucking side. I don't give a shit. You know? But it's like, every time he's on the news and it's like, they're like, I can't stand the way that
this
motherfucker was. This is my granny and my aunt.
Oh, also sisters.
No, it's my grandma and aunt.
Another reason why women should
sisters,
not vote.
Right?
No, it's. Shut the fuck up, Scott.
Yeah, if it's your grandma.
It's my grandma and her daughter.
Oh, her daughter.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. My aunt.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So they really get into it.
And that's like a whole baby boomer and fucking all this other shit mashed together with like John's modernized being an asshole.
Serious. I don't give a shit. It's like the whole, he's being an asshole. I was like, well, I can see both sides here, but all
who
right,
cares?
That's what you want to fucking feel. All right.
He's mean, don't you?
You hurt my feelings.
Who cares?
Yeah. Fuck.
God. Oh.
1352.
Joe Biden is your president, and your president, and your president.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah, man. Technically not yet.
Yeah, technically.
He's only, a presidential elect, I believe.
He's the projected winner.
Well, he's the winner.
He's the projected.
Trump's just stopping it.
Yeah.
He's the projected.
Hold up. We're recounting everything.
I mean, considering they've already found recounts in all the ones they've done, that's the craziest part. If they've done it with that, redo the other ones. You know, it could be a completely different
Trust me, Trump
scale,
will get it. He'll get it. He'll get him to recount the whole goddamn fucking
thing. But that's what they should have been doing in the first place. Waiting for everything to come in and then count them all off from there. Bam. This fucking mail-in bullshit, dude.
Fucking excellent fucking of knowledge. Justin Nickel here knows everything about
I do.
He's back again with it.
He said,
give him any topic.
He knows he's a professional.
It's the Wikipedia.
Geo-astronomical physicist. He's out there.
I'm
he
a jack all trades master.
You're a jack off of all trades.
Fuck you.
Off of all trades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus fucking Murphy. This is it. This is Nickel Coleman too.
You know, let me.
I'm gonna throw him up on Justin, top of there.
Justin, you let me move in or what?
Nigga.
Yeah, we're doing this live on the air.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Oof. He did to me earlier.
Well, he's not giving me an answer.
And I already told him. I did. I already told him it's too much risk.
Tell him to bring one
so
bag.
So what?
In.
No.
Huh?
Is it no?
I mean, I guess. Fuck, man.
Buy a trailer. Say no.
Buy a fucking mobile.
He wants
home.
To hear it. He wants to hear no.
He already did say it. So all right, I got my answer.
I mean, shit. Like
fuck that, dude. Buy a mobile home.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't want to.
Now,
it's just it's,
yeah,
I don't have security behind
it. Right
if
now.
I get kicked out of there, I don't
you're
have a place to move.
Yeah, you're
fucked,
yeah.
My mom lost that fucking house, and she lives in
do something.
One
she,
of KP's
she,
ones,
she's
too.
In the old people's one, right?
Anchorage.
The ones
across, the
street,
yeah. Yeah.
Those are supposedly really fucking nice, I heard.
Kinda.
Well, used to be, I guess.
Yeah, they're still...
Like 10, 15
they're newly, but not modern. They're like kind of
I'm trying to do it as one voice at a time. So, yeah, let him talk. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, but... No one listens to fucking Nickel.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Besides Richie, I mean, yeah, yeah. Fuck you guys. Fucking assholes.
You gotta tell your mom to put
so, in. So, Justin, you fucked Holly lately?
No.
On the spot again.
We're well, here live, Justin.
Scott! Here's it's Scott. What did Scott do last night at the bar?
The
did
last
he really sleep in his truck, or did he go to the house?
I slept in my truck.
Stop it. We already
stop.
All...
He's like, stop it.
Justin busted you out. Brandon busted you out.
Are you,
you
going to
listen? No, I slept in my truck.
Yeah, we had no...
It's
St. Louis? We had no
yes.
guarantee.
Fuck,
what
I drank like
well, all we knew
was
he was going there.
Had like five shots.
And when
have
he came home...
Have you checked the kidneys? Is he still in place?
He's had scars the whole time, like they've been freshly stitched. He's like, I've been kind of weak today. I just haven't been able to describe it.
That's what
it.
He's been
like,
doing on the bathroom. He's like, God damn, that looks bad. Son of a bitch.
This one on mini. He's like, fuck, dude, they're going to be like,
oh. I'm only pissing 2 ounces now.
Some of it's red.
Look, he was like,
yeah. Fuck, it's true.
Oh, fuck.
You're an asshole, Justin.
Oh, that's nothing fucking new.
Dick.
What do you mean? Quit fucking touching my shit, you fucking homeless piece of
what?
Fucking
I couldn't find mine. I think it's inside somewhere.
I'm the homeless one here at AM. He I just looks homeless. That's the thing.
Yeah, he looks like he's been living behind QT for the past 5 years. What you do is you get some charcoals and put them in a fucking basket.
This shit there.
And then you get some wind and you fucking blow them charcoals up and they give you a little... That's fucking Nickel for you.
Mm. Hey, I'm just saying, I do know some survival shit, so... You know.
You spent a year in the fucking military. Shut
a
up.
A year in the military?
You learned shit. Think it all together and accumulates.
I was on base
a
year.
You had to run 2 miles
half.
Every once a month. That shit don't count.
John, have you ever ran 2 miles?
Fuck no, you
never.
It's not me too. Where the fuck am I running from? Nobody.
Says whenever the fucking anything that's going to end the human race is coming up
oh,
is going to happen. And John,
you know what I'm
going
to do? I'm
going
to light a cigarette.
I'll be right next to him.
No, no, he'll go down first. If we all had a race there for a minute, and all somewhere, we'd be like, okay, who's going to go down first?
And go, him, me, you, and Scott. Well, Scott might make it.
I mean, Scott can probably run...
I've been
distance?
Running a good couple miles, yeah.
Probably.
Well, the good thing is,
I can run quickly, but I mean, distance is a son of a bitch. If I run distance, it's a lot slower than I can run, like, say,
no,
shorter
yeah,
distances.
I'm
sure.
Not really that fast, but I can.
You can go
stay.
Further.
Yeah, he probably has, like, a longer, what was it, lunge, I guess they call it, or
no,
whatever. A step.
Endurance.
Endurance.
Well,
stamina.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
He means your leg spacing when you fucking
oh.
One step and the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we get, like, 2 steps to your one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, being a little bit over.
I'm 6 foot two.
I'm 6'5", but that's a lot of fat.
I'm 6 foot. You know. I'm right there at 72 inches.
You're fucking 2 steps. My 1.5, and it's like, fuck this, dude. I'm fired.
You need to move to Canada.
But even some other people are fucking, well, it's military. That's how they measure their
hair. Oh, shit. So, oh, fuck, I burped. My bad. I burped. First fucking podcast back, and we got fucking burped like the first one.
It hit on the
it's already a disaster anyway, so it's fine.
I think it's going great.
It's a,
Don't worry, Scott. Sam doesn't listen to your podcast. You're
I
safe.
I fucking missed that.
No one's going to say nothing here. Nobody's gonna say nothing here. Okay. It's
a fucking rat piece of shit. Jesus.
We're all safe.
He's trying to. We're all safe. He's trying to put me in a bed, like, because he wants her for himself. Oh,
it sounds like a Bold and Beautiful.
Bold and Beautiful. Fucked up.
So that's the Bold and the fucking Homeless hair.
How am I trying to put anybody in a bad light?
Me.
Oh. How?
Oh. Oh.
What do you?
Oh.
Because you read it out your
Let
boy.
Let loose. This is going to be a Springer episode, baby. No. Let's do this.
I already talked to him about it.
Nice. MMD. MMD. MMD.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And he fucking hates
Justin,
me.
Justin, is that your cigarette burn?
No, that was... I fucking...
Well, let me stay at his house. Fucking dick.
I flipped on my
Your dick.
This is John's.
I meant to fling it that way. I went to play it like this. I like, oh, fuck.
He limped it.
Yeah, pretty fucking much. Normally, I've been hiking him in your fucking neighbor's yard, but...
Dick!
Actually, I own To The Brick over there.
Fucking
so
dick.
There,
yeah, I ain't gotten that far.
Dick!
Who?
Him. Why? Finally, you guys are listening.
Oh, I've been here. I know you're calling him dick.
Yeah, that's all I heard dick. Was dick. But...
It's you.
Fucking scumbag.
Yeah, scumbag.
Shut up, you fucking dork.
One, fuck. That one probably.
I would take that head under my wing. You would not.
How about you two just get a place together again?
We need to.
A nice country home.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the lakeside.
This is a fucking Nantucket. Nice little house.
One, yeah, one
that
bed.
That would get the fuck out of KP,
just
too.
Me and you.
They can be loud Spoon. As fuck you want.
Dude, nuts on
because
butts,
because with this house that I got right now, I have guarantee.
Yeah, but if you're paying four
or
something
a month. Or if I lose my job or something because, say, this go like lockdown or something.
Yeah, if you lose your job, you're fucked.
Like that. No, I'm good. I'm going to get adjusted.
I would be all right. I'd be paying
I get adjusted.
Yeah, you won't pay rent then.
Right.
Well, you have to go do
I
think it's like
8 hours.
8 hours of
community
service.
It's stupid. So like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a two-bedroom apartment,
for the lowest,
you're going to go do
like,
8 hours.
If I ever had like the lowest drug in my life.
Pay your, and they send you money to pay your electric bill.
That's a KP
I think it's like 50, 75 bucks they send you to pay your fuck cable bill.
Yeah.
Or your electric bill.
Yeah. Now, I'm good. I'm not living in fucking KP.
It's not that bad.
I'm going to buy a fucking trailer.
You have standards?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm fucking high maintenance because I don't want to live in KP. That's it.
Yeah.
Because I own I got a fucking truck I pay fucking notes on now, and I don't want to fucking
it's
stolen.
It's not that bad there.
He just happens to be white. I mean, it's just...
Is there more of you, or is it more of them?
Oh, no, more of them. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. It's like an easy 98%
What do you mean by them?
Yeah,
what do you mean by them?
Really?
What's them?
Yeah.
What is them?
The other one. The dark. The black.
You know, the wilds of Borneo.
So it's like an Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
There's more chocolate to the cream.
Yeah, except like the super reduced cream one.
Oh, the thin ones.
Yeah, because it's even...
Thin Oreos.
Thin mints.
Because at that point, it's even thins. Less, yeah.
Just how get... Dude, you're
it's like the
star
Oreo.
My cousin Brittany lives in there. She lives on the other side of the...
Who?
Of the my cousin Brittany lives there. She lives on the other side of the office, more in the duplexes.
Balls.
Brittany,
no, not Aaron and Brittany, my cousin Brittany.
Yo,
balls.
Why? You've been living in KP how long now?
About a year, right? Or
no, it's been longer than that because he was.
No, it'll be two years. Will be like February.
2 years will be February.
No way, dude. Because I just been going with Facebook for over a year, and you guys last broadcast was at your house.
Yeah,
and he was living there.
Yeah, but well,
no, last broadcast was in the Lincoln. Like I said, it was booze cruise. We were driving. The booze cruise. And after that, I fucking couldn't tell you when the last
no,
one
because
was
be,
or where it was.
He had moved out of there and moved into his granny's for, a couple months before we stopped the podcast officially, you know. Because we were doing it at my apartment,
well,
all right, and then we did
Let's timeline this back for me. I quit fucking Securitas in October of last year and had to move out because I didn't have any income. So, yeah, the last one was probably about, besides the booze cruise, was October.
You're a dick, Justin.
Yeah,
continue.
Yeah.
He's going to pause every 5 minutes for that.
Yeah, dude, that's it. This guy's just going to fucking give you a derogatory fucking term to yourself.
Last time I ever fucking helped you out, you prick.
He's like...
So mean.
Dude, when it comes down to like
cry
literally...
myself to sleep tonight on a couch.
Man, can we cue the Everybody Hurts song right
Everybody Hurts.
Movie with John.
Fuck no, dude.
Here
you
live with John.
You two get a place together.
I've lived
tried to.
Don't take this as bad, but this is like living with a Vietnam veteran having flashbacks every goddamn day.
What are you talking about?
Dude, you and the game screaming.
Him
it was like,
raging, dude. Yeah.
And I'd be halfway across the house here. God damn it!
And dude, they were not heavy walls. They were paper thin. cheap ass walls. But then the one next door was completely redone. So it's like this one was
dude,
cheap.
There was a living room, a kitchen, and my bedroom between my room and his room.
So yeah, under all open doorways though.
That fucking piece of shit. And I'm like, God damn, bro.
But he's not locked in no more because he don't drink.
Hey, we just gotta get you on the weed, bro. Get you get that blood pressure down. Take a blood pressure pill, man.
I might get on it. I don't know. Because they've been trying to get me on it.
You probably need it. Look, man, like I said, I've been
mine is high.
I've been on it for 2 months now, and I feel fucking, I feel a lot better, dude. I'm not, my anxiety's fucking low.
But I bet you're fucking, don't y'all sweat hot, hot sweats and shit too, huh?
Nothing. You know, I thought I had that heart attack at fucking work. It was a huge ass panic attack. And they're like, dude,
you're thinking I'm overweight, so yeah, like, fuck
off. Well, no, but no, I thought I was having a heart attack.
That's what I'm saying, but
I freak myself out, and my anxiety shoots up, and it's like, I'm gonna fucking die. And then it's like, dude, you just had a fucking massive panic attack.
Did you call 911?
Oh, yeah, dude, I was at work, and I was like, you got to get, because the steel mill's got their own fucking ambulances there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they're like, yeah. Fire
department, too.
Yeah, fire department, yeah, everything like that.
They had, like, the police shit.
Yeah.
They'll sort of. It's like they're rovers. They're not. Yeah,
they're security, whatever, that drives around and shit.
Those are the security guys that get paid $20-something an hour. Yeah. You know.
The on-company
security. I'm the guy that sits in a fucking tower and watches dump trucks go by. Yeah. So,
watches more YouTube.
Right, yeah. See ya.
Give him the thumbs up.
Don't stop here.
He just does this and holds his phone up. He's just like,
you're good.
Yeah. Pretty fucking much. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Don't worry, I'm x-raying the trucks right now.
Yeah.
I'm reading the fucking radiation levels. Go ahead.
Yeah. The construction.
We got a radiation detector.
Like slow, and he's holding. Well, yeah, because they had that big ass fucking spill back in,
Well, it's mainly for the fucking Coke and the, not that Coke, you fucking
shit. Fan. Not that
damn.
Coke.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, you look like both of them. Look, both of them broke out in sweats.
Yeah. Oh. You see Justin's hurt, right?
What? Oh. It's one of my ears.
You look like the cracked out leprechaun from Luck of the Irish.
No. What was that other leprechaun movie, the horror movie? Was
leprechaun.
It
just
leprechaun?
Leprechaun.
You fucking idiot.
Shake your face.
God damn it.
At some point.
God, he's such a dick. Richie, what's your green? Has he been staying, like, the night here by chance?
Not yet.
Let me move your fucking...
But he is spending the night on the 18th.
Yeah, right? To go to
the Toys for Tots.
Oh.
Yeah. We're all going to.
I'm telling you, let him stay here,
dude. It's early as fuck. I'm gonna freeze my fucking.
Get him with a fucking razor.
No, we're slapping him with the fucking wax.
Oh,
no, we're doing fights.
Oh, shit, what? Yeah. Oh, we're the fights.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the fights.
Ooh, no.
I'm gonna call him alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Scott already talked about that. We're gonna eat.
Hey, I'm just letting you know. It will come off, but. Afterwards, I'm fist fighting everybody. I don't care if it's one
just
at a time or all at the same time.
It's like this.
Nothing's gonna hurt.
That's why. I ain't mad about the hair. Don't even say just.
Just.
I might start fucking packing a 2-pack of those around, then fucking wax strips in my truck.
Have you seen the guys doing the noses?
You don't fucking stop it. Where it's like the black shit.
Dude, they shove it up in their fucking nose and. Ripping their fucking nose hairs out.
I don't have a whole lot of nose hair to begin with, but
you do that to me, dude. Bad. I'm gonna get a handful of fucking nair and rub it across your face. You're gonna be missing hair, motherfucker.
Fuck with these eyebrows. I'm gonna cut you.
All that shit. You're gonna be looking like Sam.
This is the money maker right here. You can't fuck with
that. Has hers grown back yet?
No, what? I don't think so. She's still drawing.
Has hers grown back or she's still drawing them on?
What?
She shaved off.
Hold on, Dad. You've been closer with her than anyone else. You ain't noticed her fucking eyebrows are gone.
We were talking about it one day in there.
Yeah, remember she shaved all in here. She's got
half of it gone. The back half.
Scott's gonna be like, he's gonna go in there.
I'm
gonna
look.
Yeah, no.
Hold on a second.
Don't look. Don't be that guy. Don't look.
I'm not gonna be a jerk about it, but I'm
just be like.
No, because she's like, wait, no, it's gonna be only part of it.
No,
you
fucked
that. You
go through
because she was trying to.
So she really fucked him up, and
she's like, "Oh fuck, now I gotta fix it." And she just kept going in. Oh, I gotta fix it.
No, dude, you know the bad.
So it was like literally, like I mean,
oh shit, is that her?
Fuck, dude.
Scott's on the look.
like this much.
You like a camera zoom in?
Yeah, and so she just decided to. It looks good. I mean, you can't tell. I forgot that she did it.
Yeah, I know one chick. I'm not gonna drop the name, but she's tattooed her eyebrows on.
My Aunt Debbie does the eyeliner. She tattoos the eyeliner on. She goes every
Sounds like Chelsea.
It's every 3 or 4 years.
Oh, dude,
she goes.
Let's talk about your sister.
She's probably tattooed around her. She's probably talking about her all day.
She's probably tattooed around her giant too. She's probably got like some fucking...
Who, his sister?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, she probably does.
Fuck, she's a...
It's probably a fucking tick mark. Wherever the fuck every dick that she's had is a tick mark on there. Cole's is probably up in her fucking guts.
So the distance?
That fucking Irish hammer he's got in his fucking drawers.
Every time, I swear to God, every time you mention Cole around this guy, it's talking about like this just massive big arm that's gonna come out, grab you, and like take advantage of you all by itself. Like.
You know about that fucking story?
I've met him a couple times.
I had his sister on Snapchat, and they were at a pool party once, and it was all fun. Then clothes started coming off, and then Cole's naked ass is on a diving board, jumps off, and all you see is this. Just a fucking hammer.
Did it hit the water from
and
my
it went, and it hit the dick hit first. All right. Dick head first, head hit second. And it's like, shit. That poor fucking woman. Jesus Christ on a cracker. Oh my God.
Are you texting with Sam?
Well, fuck, Scott. No,
Brandon.
You've been
I was letting him know that Justin's a dick.
Did you see like a big picture of a dick? You should send a big picture of a dick.
I just...
Be like, dick.
Yeah.
Or no, send a picture of the dick and just say Justin.
Yeah, no shit.
Justin Dick.
I mean, his fucking face looks like one. Jesus Christ. Wow. Like scraggly ass hair.
You know, Scott's just giving you shit.
Scott, be real right quick. You live with Chelsea and Cole for a minute. Fucker. Did you see Cole's dick?
No.
Not once.
No. Okay.
The first time I almost did, Scott was with me.
You were living with him. You never know.
I walked in one time. Scott was behind me.
How many times
me.
I walked naked in the fucking apartment without you?
And
there?
Like Chelsea, like hurries up and pulls something up, and then here's Cole with like a pillow basically over him, and they hurry up and like run in there. Scott's like just coming out from my vehicle, I think, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, what just happened?
They
like,
were probably doing it in the living room.
Pretty much,
that's
I guess so.
That's why they got
so.
The
like,
to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Banging
like,
in the living room, I know.
Like, the door was even locked.
Well,
they even tried to lock it. Like,
didn't feel comfortable.
Usually if it's locked, I'll knock, just in case, like right you know. Here. But she didn't
even just... They don't give a fuck.
Or they were hoping you'd walk in...
Oh, then bow chicka wow, dude.
Join in.
No.
That's you never know, they might be like that, man. They're some freaks.
Yeah.
They're fucking freaks.
Freaks!
Look, man, you two could be the ember between her charcoal.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
I mean, it ain't like you've been there before.
Fuck.
That's probably why they did that. Like, hey,
you know. What are you fucking... You know you ain't got a lighter,
no,
you fucking
I
piece
had
of
mine
shit.
Somewhere,
what
and
the
I think
fuck
I dropped
you doing,
it
Justin?
Somewhere.
Other than being a dick.
I actually think my lighter's inside.
Fuck. Right, hey.
Oh.
What's this one?
It might be my brother's.
Yeah.
Give it to him. Fuck.
It might fucking might not even work. I don't know.
Bugging, bumming off mine. You
it might have tossed it.
Jesus
I think it's
Christ on her.
Yep. Yep. That was the last. That's what last bit you got. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
Toast.
Toss right
now. Oh,
you just need to get a bucket of this, put a couple ravioli. Other things in there, and then just take a shotgun.
No.
Just fucking shoot it.
Boom.
I don't fucking like an empty lighter. Reminds me of that fucking cunt,
dude. I was tapping my
never
fucking
again.
Bowl one
never
day
again.
with this fucking plastic little cheapy lighter, dude. Dude, I tapped it and it like legit. Yeah, I tapped it like twice. I was like pop, pop.
So I don't use
barely even like they even put no force to it,
about?
And the whole lighter fucking exploded.
Arc, arc, arc.
Like bam,
something like that.
Wow,
I don't know.
The cheap lighters.
Oh no, see, I got a cheap lighter. This lasts me forever. Like I said, because I don't really,
the,
I don't kill fucking lighters.
Ones?
It's the see-through ones, but
yeah.
It's got the fucking bottle opener to it.
Oh, nice.
And it sticks around. I mean, you'd think you use one of those to just break in your fucking hand or blow your hand or some shit. No, dude, it's still kicking around in my fucking storage unit somewhere.
Nice.
I've had that for the better part of 3 fucking years, 4 years, give or take. So, but, oh, shit. I wonder if this is going to stop at fucking an hour still or not. I said, they did a bunch of fucking updates on this goddamn app. They hooked up Spotify to it where you can add music to.
Oh, to it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like in the background of it?
The intros, the outros. You can
now,
play
does the thing,
background
I do,
music.
Yeah, I do is
the,
it all public music? Like, I mean, is it supposed to be like. All
no, they
artists?
Have
if
music.
If I
want to
put Metallica on it, I can put Metallica on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Really?
Like
so
how
I guess they have rights just because.
You remember how we was doing.
We were wanting to do fucking Insane in the Membrane. Remember
yeah,
that?
Well, we had a bunch of songs. Well, remember, we were doing fucking songs in the beginning.
Yeah, we were going to do one for each episode
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, I can fucking do whatever, you know? So. But. God damn, dude.
Have you
hey,
heard?
Hey, Justin. Dick.
Fucking wow. Dick, dude.
Yeah.
God. So, I think I should make the announcement, finally, because for the people that don't already fucking know.
Justin's a dick.
Well, that. And I've knocked your sister up. I'm sorry.
I mean,
okay.
Well, no. Welcome to the family.
Brother!
She might have went and got her tubes out already. I don't know, maybe.
Oh, my
Justin.
God.
Yeah. Fucking Brandon. I think it's reverse. No, the men's reverse.
I miss Brandon. I was like, Justin's a fucking dick! Yeah. And then he goes... and then I told him why, and he goes... he's like... He said he's probably scared that he'll get kicked out. He goes, besides, don't you like staying with your totally sane, not over the top admirer? Talking about Sam. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's so good. Just enjoy it.
Scott's like a beaten fucking dog right lady. Now living here with her, dude. Jesus.
It's. Yeah.
So fucking, we'll fucking throw an announcement
out. It's gonna
out.
Get worse whenever I do my second shift. I'm gonna get home at fucking 1 in the morning. What are you guys gonna leave the. Am I gonna get a key or the door's gonna be unlocked or something? Key. Okay.
We're gonna give you a room right here in the garage.
I would rather be out here. I'm not joking.
Then you would die out here.
I'd love it out
get like
here.
A heater.
No, like, man, like I said, you get one heater. Of them big ass heaters.
Get a heater.
Get him an army cot.
Bed. Yes. I will sleep out here, dude.
He's like, I got the electricity. I can come out here and poke my TV up.
Exactly.
Keep a little heater on that.
Workshop.
Free.
Workshop.
Shit, dude, $50 a month?
Clear on that side.
That's not
like,
bad.
Keep this for the work side. Keep that side for Scott's room.
Rich is like, shut the fuck up. Quit giving him ideas.
Shit, that's extra money.
It's like, y'all ain't welcome here anymore. Fuck.
I thought we put a cot down in the fucking basement, but he won't do it. It's big enough for
at least it'd be dark. Though.
It'd be dark as fuck. And nobody'd be down there either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they'd go. Well, they'd be down there when he got home, right?
They sleep. They'd get up around 7, come upstairs.
Yeah, but so he'd get up at 1,
he'd be sleeping.
Right. So he'd as long as he fell asleep, he stayed asleep.
3 to 1?
3 to 1.
That's fucking rough, dude.
That's easy, dude. Get up at fucking 8 every day. Still go.
Fuck. Well, still, I mean, dude. I mean, I've worked them fucking shifts, and I fucking hated them.
He loves them for some reason.
I'd rather be up in the fucking morning just ready to fucking go than have
that's
most
I
of
like.
My fucking
I like,
day,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's what I don't know? Like. I'll like get up 6, go to work 7. Or if I'm going to
8,
I'll give it like 7.
That's why I don't care for them fucking...
I used to work 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Fuck, I used to have to get up in...
I don't like the fucking day shit.
I used to get up at 5. Just
it still gave me
7.
Time to go do shit, and I also could do shit before work, like doctor's appointments and shit. Like,
well, I guess bad, but...
It was right when I got Jace, though, too. I was working 5 days a week anyway, so I didn't have that Monday off like I do now where I could just go schedule shit for that day, but...
Yeah, always Monday, not have to
dude,
worry about
yeah,
it.
Dude, yeah, it's awesome. Kills it.
I didn't tell you about my fucking Friday.
Is that the porch light or is that a car?
I think Sam just rolled up or somebody... That white car
I think,
just
rolled up.
Andy
rolled up.
NJ! So, I had a hell of a fucking Friday. Alright, I told you a little bit about this fucking shit, but old boy.
Old boy.
So, I've been talking with Ashley. Milky, not one eye, Ashley. And, you know, I've done extra out and it's up in the air, so I've let it be, you know.
Mm.
So she says she's talking to this guy in fucking Washington, Missouri, a good fucking hour and a half away.
Why?
And she's like,
fuck
you,
Washington,
don't get
Missouri
there.
Is probably pretty fucking cool.
No, dude, I tell you what.
Fuck Illinois.
Some of the areas.
Fuck Illinois.
Sketchy, but the fucking riverfront areas, because it's right there on the Missouri, it's fucking nice. Real nice. You know, so she's like, yo, I've got to, I'm going to go meet this guy. Where the fuck you going? So I'm going to go fucking meet this guy, but he just got out of fucking prison like 3 months ago. And he did second degree aggravated robbery?
Something like that.
Something like that. It was robbery. I know that because we did a lookup on his ass.
Robbery.
Right. And it's like 5 years
robbery
fucking probation
was some kind
and shit.
Of a... Deadly assault or some shit like that.
Some kind of high fucking robbery.
He did about, I think he said he did
well, there's
about
a big difference between robbing somebody
home
and robbing somebody with a gun.
Home
robbery
invasion.
With
there's a bunch.
Because that's 10
it was
years right
home invasion.
That's
and then there was another
and 80%.
One.
Asian invasion.
Yeah. And, well, he got that. I think they released him early.
Yeah, he got that at, like, age.
Well, I mean, 19. Here's the thing, though. if it's your first crime, you almost always get off scot-free, depending on what
not
it
home
is.
Invasion.
Depending on what it is. Holly got off breaking her kid's leg with a fucking elbow drop.
Macho Man from the top fucking rope.
Yeah,
dude.
And burning his feet.
Oh, yeah!
You know, I mean, basically shit you would see in, like, Vietnam. You know, and shit they would do to torture people. They would burn their feet with stuff.
Was she doing
like,
drugs?
I don't think so. I mean, she'd smoke like some weed here and there, but...
weed? That fake weed shit.
Oh, that spice? Yeah,
I don't know.
I heard people fucking up flipping on that shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, fucking.
Well, she was staying with that Matt dude. And I knew Matt from back in the day, and I don't think he fucked around with that shit, but...
I think he still smoked,
kind of
but...
in the head.
Well, he doesn't fuck with a little weird, too, you know.
If long story short, if you smoke weed, you'll beat your children.
Brought to you by
a PSA MD. From Scott fucking Coleman. Still rolling in the Reaganomics.
Weed Nazis.
So, okay. She's like, yeah, will you take me down there? Because I don't fucking really know this guy, and he just got out of jail. I'm like, yeah, all right. I'm up for a fucking road trip. Got the new truck. Fucking, all right.
Let's go, baby.
So we get there. Before we get there, I pull out that little switchblade I got. That fucking one. I was like, no, not the butterfly. That switchblade, the Punisher one.
Oh, yeah.
That one. So I look. Do try anything, and I'm not around, aim for the fucking sciatic nerve in the leg, and he'll fucking shit his pants.
He'll poop.
Yeah. It's the worst nerve you can fucking hit. I don't know if your whole body will shut down or anything like that, but you'll fucking
shit.
Kill it.
Look that man.
There's
right
a scene
there.
In
get that carotid artery right there. Bam!
Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now, I told her, if you stab this motherfucker, he bleeds out my truck, you're cleaning it up. You know? Fuck that shit.
I'm gonna wait. You're gonna go dump the body while I wait here.
Right, exactly. You're cleaning the truck and dumping the body. Yeah. I didn't have nothing to do with this.
You stole my truck.
Yeah. They're gonna believe it from you. You're from Granite.
Yeah. You're a hood rat.
I'm technically from Red River. I'm claiming that. But,
oh, now it has something to do with drugs at that point. You're like, oh, God, Red River.
Shut the fuck up, you piece of shit.
That's what it is. Dude, look at all the bus they had at Wood River. You can't be telling me none of that
whatever,
shit.
Whatever, dude.
That compared to Granite's bus lately, or even Madison's combined with Granite's, like, Wood River's been getting hit hard, apparently.
Hey, they're all fucking cutting down, man.
Yeah, they're like,
shooting them meth heads right in their doorway. Bam! One time.
Bam!
So, we get down there, and, we meet this guy at his PO office. He's there taking a piss test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
That's where they picked this dude up.
We picked him up at his PO. And he's like, oh, man, thanks for coming. He gives her a hug. Oh, it's good seeing you. And I'm like, this fucking guy.
Good to see you.
This fucking
guy.
You're
just meeting this bitch, motherfucker. I know.
Right. So, I give her that fucking knife and all that and tell her this and that. And he's like, man, I appreciate it. I'll give you gas money for driving us around and all that. I just got fucking paid. He does, like, some fucking sealant fucking job. You know, some shit you get at a halfway house type job. Yeah. You know, shit like that. So... I'm like, all right, man, we'll go cash my check at Walmart, and I'll fucking... Frankie's like, dude, don't worry about it. I got my fucking money. I don't need to fucking take some guy who just got out of fucking jail's money. Yeah. I'm not going to be a dick like that.
Right.
You need it more than I do. Yeah. And he only got paid like $200, so...
Yeah, probably his first paycheck for a couple hours, so a couple days, maybe.
A fucking week and a half of work, and he's like, yeah, and this and that. And so we go out to fucking Walmart, and I'm fucking... He's in there, and me and her's in the truck waiting on his ass, and we're fucking bullshitting. And I tell her, I was like, I'm going to fuck with this dude. Like, I'm gonna fuck with his fucking mind. Because she brought her fucking bong with her. And a big ass thing of wax. And shit like that.
Wax.
Yeah, wax. Earwax.
That dab shit.
Earwax.
Dabs and wax.
They call it
thing.
Wax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's different types and shit.
Yeah. But it looks like fucking earwax. It's fucking gross looking.
Shit, earwax. It's like smoke.
Oh, it looks just
I
like it looks
like
whatever you pull out of your ear, you can pass that along. Like, yeah, this
is. Hey, you want some dabs?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, so.
Sell it for this much money.
We're sitting there, and he's like, yo, I need to go fucking give me a hoodie. My fucking shit was stolen, and. And we go to Ross, and that's where I got this fucking bag at, you know?
Yeah.
So we go up to fucking Ross, and he's like, man, I'll get you anything you need, and if you like anything, I'll buy you something. And he's telling me and her this. And it's like, yo, again,
dude,
I don't need your
I
money,
I have
dude.
A job, bro, I don't need your money.
Right, exactly. It's like, I don't need your money.
I can buy my own backpack, man.
So, I go off, and I'm looking through, like, looking at book bags and shoes and shit. I'm going to tell you what, Ross is where it's at, you know?
Ross is awesome, dude.
Dude.
They got one in Edwardsville, or Glen Carbon, and Fairview.
They got one up in them old mall, mall.
Oh, yeah, where J.C. Penney's on the shelf.
Yeah.
Got his kid a pair of Reeboks in there.
His size 17 fucking Reeboks there. It's like, who the fuck is that for? It's like, I mean, give me
that's
a few
shit
years.
That didn't get
Andre
sold.
Giant.
Oh, shit.
I went to Ross's.
So,
actually, that's where these came from.
Yeah.
Feelers.
Yeah, I see a lot of fucking Feelers, Reeboks, and, like, the shit you don't really see anymore. You know?
Yeah, it's there. Nice.
Yeah. And they're in decent condition, you know? So, I'm walking around, and he's like, I'll get you anything, too, girl, you know, just whatever you want. And she's like, oh, I need a new pair of shoes. And she's, like, picking a fucking bunch of shit out. And it's like... Oh, dude, I'm gonna feel bad for this fucking
dude. His whole paycheck.
No, it wasn't his whole paycheck. I mean, it's fucking Ross, dude. I paid $15 for that fucking bag, and it's a Puma. You know, that shit, I don't know how much it used to run, but whatever. So,
we're out of there. $60 bag, dude.
Yeah.
It's not a bad bag, you know. I seen a buddy fucking carrying all his shit. I'm tired of carrying my oldest
boy's Puma from fucking Ross's, too.
Yeah.
It is an orange with camouflage.
Continue. Yeah. So, I'm sitting there and like, let's go get something to fucking eat. And there's a Bob Evans nearby. I say, fuck yeah, dude. I ain't never been to a Bob Evans. Let's hit up a Bob Evans. Yeah, don't look at me like that. Fuck you, you beard.
Is Tom still there?
Yeah, I've never been there.
Wow.
I've always gone to Denny's. I'm a Denny's bitch.
I went as a kid with my grandpa.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sitting there driving, and I said, no, I'm going to fuck with this dude right now. I said, yeah. Last time I was in a... I was telling this, and this talking this out loud. I said, man, I hope I don't run into fucking Joey's ass out here. And she goes, who's Joey? I just made this fucking name up off the top of my mind. I go, Joey Buffanalo. So that rat piece
you
of
and,
shit
you
fucking...
You and your fucking gangster fucking movies and shit.
I told him, Joey Buffanalo, he's from around here. He ratted my fucking dude out, and he's doing like 20 fucking years because of this fucking piece of shit. And he was like, word? Like, I seen his eyes get real big. Like, oh, shit.
I'm surprised he'd be like, that person's like, man, I know that guy. You know?
Shit. So, I'm wearing this fucking vest, because, like I said, I was packing this fucking gun with me. And I sit there, yeah. I said, I hope I fucking run his punk ass out here. I'm going to fucking let loose with this fucking cannon on his ass. And I pull it out, and I saw, and he's sitting in the rear view
sitting
mirror.
On the fucking
he's drawing. Sitting in the back. And I pull it out like this. And just like that, and like I said, he's sitting candy corner from me, so he sees me pull it out, and I'm looking at his eyes in the rearview mirror, and they shoot. Fucking six different sizes. It's like,
man,
oh,
I just got out of a parole. Yeah. Fucker's
gonna
get me fucking
dude, I thought bag. They were doing me a favor. Fuck. Good,
so, and I said, so we get there, we get up to fucking Denny's, and we give him half a fucking edible. And that was at Ross. We gave him half edible there, and we pulled up to Bob Evans, and we started fucking smoking this bong.
Oh, yeah.
And we did a couple hits, and all right, let's go in and go in and eat. So we sit down, and like I said, I've never been to Bob Evans. Bob Evans is dope.
Yeah, dude. It is. It's dope.
Bob Evans is dope.
Dude.
It looked like a Cracker Barrel.
That's why I'm kind of surprised you haven't been. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Real country food.
Fucking whole pies for sale. And I was like, man, I only got $11 on me, but I'd buy me a whole fucking pie right now. So we sit down, and I got both of them right in front of me. They're sitting next to each other. I got my back to a wall, like I'm an old fucking sheriff, and I don't like suck fucking people. And right. I got my whole view of the fucking restaurant. And I see this old couple about 20 feet away. And we're going through it, and I look up, and this guy, old guy, is just either eye fucking her or eyeballing me. And I mention it. I sit there, and I was like, some guy's over here looking at us. And she wanted to go... like, shoot around and look. I was like, no, dude, fucking
bitch,
chill.
Calm down. Right, dude.
Chill. Over and I'm sitting there, and I mentioned it, and they didn't really fucking do anything after that, and I was like, I'm gonna fuck with this dude again. So that almost looks like Joey's fucking dad over there, and this dude's eyes come up out of his fucking menu. Like, what? And he's like, and I was like, yeah, they almost look like his fucking old, his dad and his fucking mom sitting there. And I'm sitting there, I'm fucking adjusting my jacket up like this. Like, I might have to fucking make a move on this motherfucker or some shit. And he's like, yo, dude, no, don't do it here. Don't, whatever you're doing, just don't do it here.
Cool, dude.
Dude, it's like a fucking aqua.
What is this? What is this?
Dude, that's cool.
It's just a picture of a...
I dig it.
Oh. What is that, a fucking fish?
No, that's like an
aqua. It's a dick.
Yeah, it's a pipe.
No wonder fucking...
It's a dick! It's a dick!
I thought it was pretty cool.
Was it just some fish shit?
It looks like fish. I think it's an octopus.
It looks pretty cool.
Like an octopus on the end? Yeah. That's a lot of work putting into that.
I think
that,
Brandon would really—he loves the octopus stuff. I'll send that.
Dude, that picture of fucking Alex's
with that fucking hentai cracking? Shit where that's it's all tentacle looking. Porn. Brandon likes tentacle porn. Is that what you said, Scott?
No, I like.
Can we get that on a quote?
That's
can
me.
We get that? Is that
you fucking weirdo!
Oh, that's Dakota too. Apparently.
Oh.
Brandon watching this shit. Of course, she's watching like regular anime or some shit. And he walks in and he still has the mic on and he's like, Dakota! He's like, what is this sinful shit going on in my house? And he, like, throws some shit over, and you hear it in the background, and, like, all of a sudden, he's like, she's like, oh, it's my anime, and all of a sudden, he's like, that's hentai! I don't want that shit going on here! And he starts throwing this big old fucking fit and shit, like, and I was just in the background listening to it. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh.
But no, so, we're sitting there, and I'm freaking this dude out. I'm like, yo, this is that's his fucking dad sitting over there. That's his dad sitting there. Like I said, I'm adjusting my jacket like I'm gonna fucking do something. You know? Shuffling. He's like, no, dude, don't do it. He's just like, the fear that came over this dude's fucking eyes. Like, he don't know me for nothing. You know?
Right.
And I see her just like, she's eyeballing me, and I'm like, just fucking go with it, dude. She knows I'm fucking with him. And, so we get there, and where I was like, I don't think that's all right. We get done eating. I'm sad. He walks past us, and I fucking seen him, and he looked back at us. And I said, that motherfucker, real loud. And he looked back again, and his eyes he kept doing this shit. watching me and watching him. Like, what the fuck you gonna do, dude? And I'm like, I don't think that's him. Let's get the fuck out of here. Someone dropped a fiver.
Probably fucking Scott.
Yeah, so, this guy, he's freaking like, out.
Trying to make sure, because
he's freaking out. He knows I got a fucking gun on me. He knows I got my fucking edibles on me.
Dick.
He don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Go on.
No, that was just another PSA from Scott Coleman. God, so,
he is, dude.
So we get there, and we pull up to, like I said, Riverfront, just to fucking sit at a park and chill. And she loads this fucking bong up for this guy. And I mean, fuck, the little sticks you get, the fucking stir, she puts a fucking clump on there and gives it to him just for him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my fucking God. So,
he takes that first hit, it's a big old one.
She pours the water in the fucking bong for him, and he's backseating. She's fucking lighting the fucking bowl for him, and he takes a fucking hit. A big one.
So what, is it a dab rig?
It's a bong with the dab rig to it. And she's fucking heating it up while she stirs it up, and he's fucking hitting
spoon
it.
In there and
So he's fucking hitting this thing. He's hitting it fucking hard. Because he said he ain't smoked in about 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. I guess he wasn't ready for this shit. Because we're fucking parked there.
He gets too
hard. And he's fucking gone, bro. This dude is just like,
out of the stadium.
Doing this shit just.
Like, you don't want to move because you might fucking get sick. Like.
No, well, I've sat there, and I'm sitting there, going through my phone, and I'm shooting my eyes over there like this, and I'm looking at him. I see his head doing, like, he's nodding, like a fucking junkie or something. He's just nodding, and then you see his head go, poof, right in the fucking headrest. She don't fucking feel it, and I'm like, trying to get her attention, and she's like, get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, no! And I'm flipping my finger like this.
Killed this fucking dude.
Man, look back here.
He's fucking dead. Bitch.
And she's like, what? And she's like, oh, shit. And he's just like, I said, you good, dude? And he's like, I'm fucking really goddamn high, though. And I'm sitting there, and we're
probably while moving, dude. I bet his stomach dropped, and he's like, oh.
I'm trying not to laugh as fucking hard as I can, because I'm like, dude, I'm going to fuck with this guy some more. And then pull the gun out. I pull the fucking clip out. And all he hears next is that fucking slide pop back one time and motherfucker! Click clack one time! And his ass jumps up like this shit, eyes big. And then I'm like, oh, I'm just fucking with you, brother. Ain't nobody here. And he's like, oh man, that's not funny. He's like, fucking, not, what is it? Just before
hyperventilating. If you would have known that area, you could have fucking fired out
around. This was in the middle of fucking town, dude. Oh shit. Who is it?
It's Richie.
Like Scott saying the other day.
Shit, Scott.
How do you know?
I seen him walk that way, you fucking prick.
You fucking prick.
So yeah, we ruined this fucking dude's day. He's fucking higher than goddamn balls. Yeah. He thinks I'm a gangbanger. And, while we were at fucking Walmart, I told her, he doesn't even know me by that name. I still went by fucking Goose.
Goose?
Yeah, all right. And I told her while we were at Walmart, I said, if this goes south, give me a fucking code word, say you gotta pick up the fucking kids, or the kids are freaking out, or some shit, and we'll fucking go. Well, she's going through her phone, she looks over at me, she goes, I think the kids need to be, the kids are freaking out, blah, 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 and I'm like, gotcha. Yo, homeboy, we're fucking dropping you off. We fucking take off to his fucking halfway house.
Kick him up.
And dude, I feel bad because this dude, he's still flying sky fucking high.
And gotta go.
And we gotta kick him out of the fucking truck at his halfway house.
Here, sit on that bench for about an hour. Yeah, you'll be good, so you dude.
Here's a couple bags of chips.
I sit there and told him, like, you'll be all right.
Some trails mix, bitch.
Yeah, man. I'm just gonna go straight to my room, go to bed, and I said, your head's not gonna look fucking awkward. You just get kicked out of a fucking truck that speeds away and shit.
And you're walking and going to sleep, you've been gone for a while. Barely stumbling
up the stairs.
Right, I mean, dude, he jumped out there, because there's a little bit of fucking hop out of that truck. And you've seen him fucking trying to balance himself, his equilibrium's off. And the best thing of the whole fucking day was there, that happened, was this point right here. She was, he gets out, he's like, all right, that's cool. And he goes, I'll hit you up later, and I'll get my van. I'll pay it off and I'll come and see you. And you'd think a little peck on the cheek or some shit. Oh, bro, she friend zone hugs him with a fist in the back. See you later, homie. Jumps in the truck and we dip the fuck out, dude.
Yikes.
Oh, I'm on the fucking, we're driving, I'm fucking dying laughing. And it's like, dude, because I seen the fucking fist.
Oh, yeah, so you see just pop.
No, yeah, right in the back. Yeah, catch you later, dude. I'm like, oh my fucking god. I was like, you just did that dude so goddamn dirty. I said, I started fucking with her.
And he still thinks that there's a chance there, probably, right? Like, maybe. Is he still trying to talk to her or something?
Maybe. I did see her relationship fucking thing. Oh, dude, we're going to go on for a little bit after this. 56
minutes.
Yeah, was that like your countdown shit? They let you know.
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
It'd be all right. We'll do another because we still got to announce the fucking big announcement thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing we didn't do.
I got an announcement. Justin's a dick.
Wow. Agreed. Wow. But yeah. She was in a relationship with him. And, like, that was before meeting him. And then, like, next day it fucking disappeared. And I was like, ooh.
Deleted with no God, nobody even asked damn, questions. Bro. You gone out of history.
So, yeah. That was my fucking Friday, dude. It was fucking good. I laughed. That was a fun fucking time.
Well worth the day off.
On someone else's expense. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, and Denny's Bob Evans is the fucking shit.
It's good, man. It's good.
Well, no, I got a thing.
No, so tell Scott to go do that shit with Rachel.
And it was two strips of bacon, two sausage links, two sausage patties, a slab of bacon, they were
I know smothered
hash browns, two eggs.
Yeah.
Brioche French toast and a pancake for like $12.
Food and more food.
Yeah.
We ate it.
And we ate it.
Like fucking Justin's sister's ass. I ate it. Just kidding, Chelsea, but if you do, call me.
I'm sure he does all that weird German shit.
Eat the booty back, Cherise.
But she ain't had a fat guy do the weird shit, alright, dude? And we gotta keep that fucking pussy around somehow, alright? She wants to poop in my mouth, I might let her. Alright?
God, John, Jesus Christ.
We'll fucking see. I'm not saying I might.
Oh,
right?
Man.
But,
oh, yeah, she told me that.
It's like a 60-40%. John will let her at it.
What?
This guy's a fucking dick.
He is a fucking dick.
What a prick.
Well, how am
That's
I
all
prick?
You do is interrupt me.
I was talking to Richie.
Fucking cut him, Scott.
Shit. Well,
he's like,
get that box. Get that screwdriver and poke him in the fucking fat.
Fucking prick. I'm not even saying anything anymore. Fuck it. I ain't saying shit.
Fuck.
All right. Justin. Well, we're at 58 fucking minutes. We're gonna do it in part two to this for that announcement. So
fuck yourself.
We'll be back.